Hi, my name is Michael Curran, and I'm the creator and main developer of Non-Visual Desktop Access, or NVDA for short, which is a screen reader for the Windows operating system, which is both free and open source. Because NVDA is both free and open source, this means that blind users are able to use Windows for no more cost than a sighted person. Currently, many screen readers can cost up to thousands of dollars. It also means that bugs can be fixed a lot quicker, and perhaps new experimental features, which may not have been in screen readers before, can be implemented to see if they do work for blind users. NVDA is worked on by blind people for blind people. However, we all work voluntarily, and I myself work full-time on NVDA. This means although we will listen to people's ideas, it may take some time before we implement certain features, because we are always busy fixing bugs and prioritizing what needs to be in the screen reader. NVDA currently works for Windows XP and Windows Vista. It should work on Windows 2000, however, it will not work for Windows 95 and 98. Because of the way that NVDA was written and structured, it is possible to run NVDA off a USB key. NVDA doesn't need to be installed, and therefore you don't need to restart your computer or anything like that before running NVDA. NVDA currently doesn't have a video intercept driver or display hooks, and this has advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is that nothing has to be installed on the computer before you run NVDA. The disadvantage is that NVDA cannot find out the entire screen layout. Therefore, a feature such as a cursor that can move around the entire screen is not possible to be implemented. However, NVDA employs other means of allowing you to navigate the operating system, such as object navigation. NVDA only currently supports SAPI 5 speech synthesizers, however, a SAPI 4 driver is being currently worked on. Braille displays are not currently supported in NVDA, though I and other developers understand how important Braille is to a screen reader, and we are certainly looking into options about implementing Braille in the near future. I started developing NVDA in around April last year, 2006, and it's been growing ever since and is now starting to become a quite usable screen reader for blind users. I myself have been using NVDA since last December full-time and no longer use my other commercial screen reader. NVDA certainly has a few bugs and some features that aren't implemented yet. However, it currently works very well with pretty much all of the Windows operating system, so including My Computer, Windows Explorer, Control Panel, Internet Explorer, Outlook Express, and all the general stuff that comes with Windows when you install. NVDA also has basic support for Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel, and it has very extensive support for the free and open source web browser Mozilla Firefox. Okay, now it's time to have a bit of a look at how NVDA works. I'm currently in the Run dialog box and I've typed in the path to where NVDA is on my system, so I'm going to press Enter and let's see what happens.
NVDA started. NVDA interface window. Rich editable text NVDA-quick start document.
Alright, so firstly we heard the startup sound of NVDA, that ascending piano scale thing. And then it said NVDA started and we heard that an NVDA interface window came up, and inside it has a rich edit document, and what this contains is a quick start document to give you a few shortcut keys and things on how you can use NVDA. Now NVDA can read rich edit and edit controls just like any other screen reader, like as I can arrow around here.
Blank NVDA dash quick blank NVDA left
arrow. Just going down here.
Version URL please send blank dash 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 copyright in blank.
Of course, I can go by character. And word.
Dash blank cop left cop blank.
Etc. And we can also press insert down arrow for say all. So and this will read. We'll start reading the whole document.
NVDA-quick start document. NVDA left paren a free and open dash source screen reader for NS Windows right paren. Version colon, SVN dash trunk. URL colon, HTTP colon slash slash www.nvxs.org.
And we can press control to stop, say all, and stop the speech at anywhere. Now you can hear I'm using Microsoft Mary. This doesn't come with XP by default, but you can install it from Microsoft's website quite easily. as I said, MVDA works with all SAPI 5 voices, and but SAPI 4 is still being worked on at the moment. The MVDA interface comes up by default when you first start MVDA, however, you can configure it so it doesn't come up. But let's just have a look around the MVDA interface and see what things you can do. As I said, we've got the edit document here with the quick start. However, we can go up to the menu bar.
MVDA menu item has pop-up help plus N.
We've got the menu, MVDA menu, and in there it pretty much just contains some general things such as revert to last configuration in case you've sort of stuffed up your settings while you're in this window. You have save configuration and also exit. And then we have the preferences.
Menu item has pop-up help plus.
We have the preferences menu, and here you can change like user interface settings. You can change the synthesizer, though at the moment it's only SAPI 5 anyway. You can change the voice, you can change keyboard echo, mouse settings, and object presentation. We'll go down and change the voice at the moment, just so you can have a listen to how it reads dialogues, etc.
User interface synthesizer ... tab control plus.
Going down the menu here.
Voice settings ... tab control plus shift plus V menu item 306V.
If you notice, it said voices ... tab control plus shift plus V. MVDA automatically reads tabs and new lines and carriage returns. A lot of other screen readers don't tend to do that. But I personally find it very useful to be able to hear tab characters, especially as I'm a programmer and the tab character is used sometimes. So we'll go into the voices settings here and we'll press enter.
Voice settings dialog, text voice, voice combo box Microsoft Berry, voice combo box Microsoft Berry, text rate slider 60, page left push.
Alright, so it started reading the dialog box, and we're currently... you can use insert up arrow to work out where you currently are, as in to where the focus is, so press insert up arrow.
Voice combo box Microsoft Mary.
Alright, so the voice combo box Microsoft Mary, so we might change this to something else. We'll change it to Microsoft Mic if we can find it.
PC, Microsoft, Microsoft Mic.
Alright, Microsoft Mic. Now we can tab around the dialogue more, and we've got a few other settings here. We've got
rate slider 60.
We've got a rate slider, and so we can just use the page up and page down keys or whatever, or the arrows.
54, 30, 10, 6, 8, 90, 100.
We have a pitch slider.
4, 30, 10, 20, 40, 50.
All right, cool. Volumes. And we have a volume slider.
9, 8, 7, 6, 8, 4, 8, 6, 8, 9, 1. Speak all punctuation.
And then we have
yet.
A few other settings to do with the voice. A speech, all punctuation. By default, MVDA reads all punctuation, but you can uncheck this box so it doesn't read as much punctuation, but it's sort of up to the synthesizer, depending on how much it speaks.
Say cap before capitals, checkbox not checked.
And we have a say cap before capitals. I found that some SAPI 5 voices aren't able to change their pitch, such as some of the ScanSoft voices. So I implemented this feature so it can actually say the word cap before any capital character when you're arrowing around, at least by character anyway, so that you do know it's a capital character, because by default MVDA raises the pitch of all capital characters, like a lot of screen readers.
OK push button.
So we'll go to the OK button.
MVDA interface window, rich editable text you want.
Now by default MVDA will not save the settings when MVDA exits. So you'll have to press Control S to save the settings at the moment, so we'll do that.
Configuration saved.
However, there is an option in the user interface dialog, in the preferences menu, that you can tell MVDA to automatically save the settings on exit. To get rid of the MVDA window without actually closing MVDA, you can simply just press Alt F4, so we'll do that.
Untitled left parent to right parent start.
It went away and it went to my Adobe Audition thing that I'm recording this demonstration on. To get the MVDA window back, you can press Insert N. So we'll press Insert N here.
MVDA interface window.
And it brings it back up. Now, when the MVDA window has disappeared, no matter how much you alt-tab around, you're never going to find it again. It's not in the taskbar. I find this very useful because, as a blind person, if I minimize a program, I tend to do a lot of alt tabbing around, and usually whatever I minimize comes back up accidentally. So because it's actually not on the taskbar, you'll never get it back. So it makes things less clumsy on the system, I find. So you can use Insert N to bring it up and Alt F4 to take it away. To actually close MBDA, you can either go to Exit on the MBDA menu in the interface, or from anywhere you can press Insert Q and it will exit. I'll just show you here. We'll just press
Exit MBDA dialog. OK push button. Cancel push button. Text press OK to quit MBDA. OK push button.
So we'll press OK. And you heard the closing sound for MBDA. Now I'll just start it again. I'll have to run.
MBDA started. MBDA interface window. Rich editable text MBDA dash.
Okay. Just for an example, let's move to the desktop now. I'm going to use start menu M, which is a pretty good normal window shortcut key to move to the desktop, so we'll just do that.
Desktop list. Internet Explorer list item selected 5 of 5. Internet Explorer list item selected 5 of 5.
Now, MBDA did speak that twice. That is a little bit of a bug. That'll hopefully get fixed at some point. But as you could hear, you're in the desktop list, and it's got list items. MBDA speaks a little bit different to some screen readers that you might be used to, because it does use the names that Microsoft Active Accessibility does give to the screen reader, rather than using specific things that the screen reader's actually made up. So, for instance, all of these are called list items.
My network places list item selected 3 of 5. My computer list item selected 2 of 5.
And it tells you that it's selected in 2 of 5, etc. So we'll perhaps go to my computer.
My documents list item. M. My computer list item.
And we'll press enter on that.
My computer window. Folder view list. 3 and 1 half floppy left paren colon right paren list item not selected 1 of 8.
Let's see, so we can tab around here.
Address editable text my computer.
And in the address field here, I can show you that we can move the character, move the arrows here.
My computer.
Works all quite well.
Folder address, add folder view list. Three.
So there are also some general MBDA keystrokes that you can use. For instance, we can read the title of a program, which is Insert T.
My computer window.
We can check the time and date with Insert F12.
1:51 p.m. on Monday, February 26th, 2007.
Now, some of these may remind you of other screen readers. MBDA tries to copy other screen readers a little bit, just for ease of use, but it never will try and actually be exactly like other screen readers. MBDA tries to be a little bit different, and because it is free and open source and quite experimental, it tries not to lock itself down to what other people have done, and it tries to implement new ideas and new features. However, most of these keystrokes are pretty much the same. There are a few keystrokes that can change the settings on the fly, such as the rate can be changed with insert page up and page down. So do that.
Rate 40, rate 85%, rate 70%, rate 65%.
You can turn keyboard echo on and off, so with insert 2, so do that.
Speak typed characters off.
So now if I type anything, you don't actually hear them.
Speak
back
typed
on
characters
again.
On.
You can also speak typed words, and you can actually have speak typed words and speak typed characters on at the same time, because they're actually two separate keys. And you can also have speak command keys, so when you're doing, like, say, Control Shift K or something like that, it'll say that the whole key combination. We also have keyboard help mode, which is insert 1, so if we turn
keyboard
that on for a
second,
and you just press some buttons here, for press insert T.
Title from app module handler dot line default comma reports the title of the current application or foreground window.
So it told you the name of the script, it told you where it was from, told you it was from the default app module, and then it gave you a little description of what it does. We'll turn keyboard help off now.
Keyboard help off.
That was also insert 1, I just pressed to turn it off. Now, MBDA can have errors, and because this is still in development, of course, I've actually put in a sound that you will hear each time an error actually occurs in MBDA. However, though, if the error is really, really large and the program crashes, you may not hear a sound at all. However, I will play you the sound that you will hear if it's just a small error. Now, if you do hear this sound, you will the error will be logged to a special log file in your MBDA directory called debug.log, and it might be an idea if you could email your debug.log to me, and I might be able to work out what the error was. Now, we'll go into my MBDA directory, and I'll play the sound so you can hear what that is.
Windows 3 and Windows left parents, folder view list, 01.
I'm going to MBDA.
The list item selected, fifth folder view list,
I'm going to the Waves directory.
Waves list, folder view, exit error dot wave.
Play the error now. It'll open, I currently have FUBAR 2000 as my media player, so that's what will open.
No, please wait, dot FUBAR error left bracket.
And that's what it was. Play it again.
Yes.
So if you ever hear that, that means there was an error that has been written to a log file, and hopefully one of the developers can work it out. Hopefully there shouldn't be too many of those, but there may be. You may actually at some point hear that, and then you'll hear the Windows critical stop sound, you know, when there's a really big error, and then you'll hear MBDA, the MBDA closing sound. If that happens, then there's a very, very big error, and you'll probably have to talk to one of the developers about what actually happened. Now, let's go and do something practical, like I want to find out how much space I've used up on my C drive.
Folder view list.
So
we'll
go back to
Windows left parent CD Windows
my computer, and we'll go, press Alt Enter to go to the properties for C drive.
Windows left parent C colon right parent properties dialog. General property page. Graphic. Label colon. Editable text Windows Alt plus L. Graphic. Text type colon. Text local disk. Text file system colon. Text FAT32 graphic.
Now, it's telling me a lot of stuff there, and I might not be able to remember all that, so the question is, can I review all this kind of stuff in the dialog? Well, the answer is, yes, I can, but it's with a special thing called object navigation, which MBDA has. Now, some screen readers have had this. Virgo 4 has object navigation, and a few screen readers in Linux, Copernicus, and I think Orca also has a bit of object navigation. And what this means is you use the number pad with the insert key held down, and you move around the operating system in a hierarchical tree. Now, so what that means is if you press insert numpad 8, you'll move to the object above the current object or the parent object. Now, this doesn't mean above on the screen, it means above in the tree. So, for instance, we're currently, let's just press, we'll press insert numpad 5 and it will tell us where we are currently with the object navigation.
Label colon, editable text windows, alt plus L.
So we're on the label edit field. And now, if we go up, we should sort of go to the actual, the dialog box as a whole, or some property page or something. We'll go up.
General property page.
Yeah, we go up to the general property page. Because the general property page contains all the little fields about the hard drive. And if we go up again,
Windows left parent C colon right parent properties dialog.
Yeah, we actually go up to the dialog box as a whole. And if we go one more time, we should actually probably go to the desktop window.
Desktop window.
Yes. The desktop window in Windows is the very top of the hierarchy of objects. So, let's go back to
label call.
Alright, so label, we're back on the label. Now, if I want to read the other things, I can just press insert numpad 6 or insert numpad 4 to move to the next or previous objects on this level. So let's have a look. So we'll press next.
Graphic.
There's a graphic.
Text type colon.
There's the type label.
Text local disk.
That's local disk.
Text file system colon. Text FAT32 graphic. Z push button available.
I'm not sure what that Z push button is. I have no idea. It's people apparently tell me it's not even on the screen either. Has nothing to do with MVDA. It's certainly in that dialog box. But yeah.
Text used space colon. Text 19,552,632,832 bytes.
All right. So that's how much I've used, and so we can hear that. However, that's a very long number. I want to be able to review that. So we do have review commands as well. Now, as I've said, we cannot review the whole screen layout. However, we can review the text in the current object. So the current object is
text 19,552.
That. So it's a text object and it has this number in it. So we can use the number pad keys without the insert key, And the configuration for this is rather like, if anyone remembers the DOS screen reader ASAP, or if you're familiar with SpeakUp, which is a Linux screen reader for the console. The top row, so numpad 7 is previous line, numpad 8 is current line, numpad 9 is next line, and then numpad 4 is previous word, numpad 5 is current word, numpad 6 is next word, and numpad 1 is previous character, numpad 2 is current character, and numpad 3 is next character. So it's sort of a level idea of line, word, and character. So if I just use the characters here, I will go next character.
Dot
we should
one,
be able to hear
9, comma, 5, 5, 2, comma, 6, 3, 2, comma, 8, 3, 2, space, B, Y, T, E, S, bottom, bottom, S.
And so we can use current
bytes,
word,
19, comma, 5, bytes.
Like that. We'll read the whole line.
19, comma, 552, comma, 632, comma, 832 bytes.
So that's pretty much how object navigation works. It may not be exactly how you expect in all applications. It does depend on how the programmer of that application did write the hierarchy. And sometimes programmers have got it a little bit strange or wrong, but NVDA can't really do anything about that. It uses this object hierarchy and it sort of trusts that it will be slightly correct. Though most applications are right. Dialog boxes are certainly fine to navigate like this. And certain web pages, even with very complex tables and things, do work quite well with object navigation. A feature that's in NVDA that's not in other screen readers, however, other screen readers have implemented this through scripts or sort of added features, but it's never been in the core of anything, is beeping progress bar updates. Now, to show you sort of how this works, I might copy some files.
See Windows, Alt, Ubuntu, 0W.
It's probably
01 audio list items 01 dash cronder.
I'll copy this audiobook I've been listening to, and I'll copy it onto one of my network drives.
Share document access folder.
And so we press this.
Copying dot dot.
And you can hear the beeps going up as it gets to 100. There we go. It goes over about 3 octaves, I think. I think it's more than 2. But it is an octave ratio, definitely, from 0 to 100. And you'll soon very quickly get used to sort of what the percentages sound like. I find this is much more useful than trying to hear these numbers going on and on and on about what percentage. You just hear the beeps. And the beeps can go quite fast. For instance, if you check your email or something and it goes really fast, it's quite useful. NVDA works with DOS windows. So let's
run
blank. Look here. I'll just
CMD.
Type CMD into the run dialog box and press enter.
C colon / windows / system 32 / CMD.exe window. Microsoft Windows XP left bracket version 5.1.2600 right bracket.
So we're currently there. Now you can use the review, the number pad, the review cursor, with the whole of this DOS window, and it will all read. So for instance, we can read the current line.
C colon / documents and settings / bit greater.
And we can go up and down with next and previous line.
Blank, left parent C right pit micros top, left blank C colon / back D O C U F E A T S T.
Alright, and it also reads new text, so if I just do a directory listing here.
/B start menu my documents favorites desktop dot dash line history dot subversion context dot idler q door dot link it. C colon blank SP u door dot I conf dots.
You can see that's all there. We can exit the window now.
Access on exam with 3.0.22 left parent.
And we're back to Windows Explorer. Outlook Express is supported. So we'll go
application.
I'll access my email.
Outlook Express.
As you can see, the start menu
program
reads pretty much as
application pop-up menu.
Set
window new up open
how you'd think it would
access.
Read. It does support the new start menu, as in the new XP and Vista start menu. Which has a lot more different controls in it, and it's sort of laid out a bit different. It does tend to support it quite well, however, I prefer the classic start menu still, no matter what screen reader I use.
Okay, access it.
So we'll go to Outlook
Express.
Outlook
Express menu, inbox-Outlook Express window, Outlook Express message list, Tony list item selected subject colon, left bracket and the right bracket, UIC introduction.
Now, it certainly reads email messages quite fine. What I might do is I'll just send an email to myself.
New so message window.
See how this works.
To colon, rich editable text. F-I-C-A at L-J-N-E-T-C-C colon, B-C-C colon, rich edit subject colon,
tabbing
rich editable text.
And I'll say...
T-A-I-F-I-F-F-G-E-F-R.
No,
it's
right.
F-I-L. Virtual buffer pass through on editable text.
Let's see.
A-I. Com.
Alright, so as I've written this, I can arrow around it and see what I wrote.
This is a test to see how MBDA works with Outlook. Express dot blank. Did this work? Question blank. Nick blank blank.
And of course, can use the Outlook Express key. Control Enter to send the message.
Inbox dash Outlook Express window. Outlook Express. Firearms list. Just fire.
I might just check my email and see if it's actually gone.
Firearms list item selected subject colon. Michael Curran list item selected subject colon. NVDA.
Alright, I got my email back. And we can see that we can read emails, so just press Enter on this.
NVDA demonstration mail window unavailable. NVDA
Okay. Rich edit. That was just a little bit of an issue there because I'm running with IMAP and it took a little bit to download with Outlook Express. It tends to lose focus from the message, but a little alt tab away and alt tab back, it's fine.
Subject colon, rich editable text, NVDA demo, rich editable text, high comma.
And we can read this with a sail.
High comma, this is a test to see how MBDA works with Outlook Express dot. Did this work? Question. Nick.
Yeah.
Blank Nick. Inbox down.
There is another issue in Outlook Express at the moment. If you can't send these fields, the to and the from, because Outlook Express stores them as one character. You can't arrow through the whole email field. Now, other screen readers have got around that somehow. I'm not sure how that is. But if you really need to check, well, you can
select
the line and
run
copy it in something like the run dialog. That's what it was. But we'll try and fix that very soon when we can work out how. So that's Outlook Express. The next thing we'll have a look at is Internet Explorer with Google. So we'll open Internet Explorer.
Accept. http://www.loadingdocument.google.edit.
So we heard it saying loading document dot dot dot. Now that is where NVDA is rendering the page so that we can actually arrow around it. Internet Explorer and Firefox and other web browsers don't usually actually have a real cursor you can use to move around the page. So most screen readers create what's called a virtual buffer, where they actually walk through the document structure and they render their own version of the document. So this is exactly what MVDA does. So we can see we can actually arrow around here with the normal arrow keys.
Blank, link, personalized home, bar, link, sign in, graphic web, link, 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 more, edit, blank button, Google search button, iTick link, advanced link,
preferences. And so see it's saying links and buttons and things like that.
Blank, link, bar, link, web, graphic.
Even graphics. We have short... quick key navigation like many screen readers, so I can press F to jump to the first form field.
F, edit, blank.
Like that, or I can press L to jump to a list, or I to jump to a list item. K is to jump to a link, because L was already taken, so if we press K here.
K, link, advanced K, link, preferences K,
jumping around
link,
here.
Language to...
you can see... I still have keyboard echo on characters. I'm going to turn that off.
Speak typed characters off.
And I'm just going to speed it up a little bit here.
Rate 6, rate 70, rate 75%. Top.
Now just use K again, just so you can see how responsive this is.
Link, 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 language, link, graphic, link, at link, business solutions.
Because I usually run NVIDIA around this
top
speed.
Link, link, bar, link, wrap, web, link, image.
And so we can...
Rate 70%.
Slide back down to 70. Now I'll start reading the page with say all.
Google, link, personalized home, bar, link, sign in, graphic, Google.
So let's search for something in Google. And now I'm going to press enter. What you will hear is virtual buffer pass-through mode on, which means that the quick keys and things will no longer work because they're actually typing into an edit field. So I'll press enter here.
Virtual buffer pass-through on.
Okay. Now let's look for something to do with NVDA. So I'll type in non-visual desktop access.
Button.
Press
Google
tab
search.
And press enter.
Int virtual buffer pass through off. Loading document non-visual desktop access dash Google search dot dot dot. Done. Non-visual.
You can see that it automatically turned virtual buffer pass-through mode off because it noticed it was loading another page, so therefore you'd want it off. You'd want to be able to do the quick keys again. You did notice it took a little bit of time to load this page because there are more links on it. NVDA is a little bit slower than other screen readers in rendering the documents. Some documents can take quite a long time. However, most, just Google searches and general websites, don't seem to take too long, but I guess this is just a small sacrifice to make if you're wanting a free screen reader. So let's have a look at we can jump to the first heading, because in Google they now use headings to denote the results. So let's press H.
Heading to link, non-visual desktop access dash Wikipedia, comma, the free encyclopedia.
And look at that, it found a non-visual desktop access on Wikipedia entry.
Non-visual desktop access left parent NVDA right parent is a free and open source screen reader for Microsoft Windows dot. Michael Curran in 2006 dot 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 dot. In dot Wikipedia link. Dash dash link. Similar heading to link.
And
Gary Bishop blog archive. NVDA non-visual desktop access. NVDA non-visual desktop access dot. January 10th comma 2007 dash tags colon.
Gary something around.
Heading to link. Free list slash the slash left bracket.
Found out the NVDA user list.
Heading to link. Free list slash
and things like that, and so you can see we
heading,
can jump
heading to link.
Quite easy by headings or fields or links. Though I am successfully able to use my own bank website, that seems to work fine, and a few other websites. So it seems not to be too much of a problem, but we'll definitely be adding it in the future to make sure that it does update. I'll say at the moment, Mozilla Firefox actually has much better support for this, and Firefox is usually my browser of choice with NVDA. So now I'm using Internet Explorer 6 here. It does also work with Internet Explorer 7, and from what I've heard, it does read the tabs, the new tabs feature, and things all right. Let's just go to
link. Heading to link. Non-visual desktop.
Link. We'll just go to this Wikipedia entry. So press enter.
Non-visual desktop. Interactive.
You can hear the progress bar beeps again.
Loading document non-visual desktop access dash Wikipedia comma.
This one might take a little
non-visual desktop access dash Wikipedia comma. The free encyclopedia. Your continued donations keep Wikipedia. Link. Continued donation keep head non-visual desktop access left parent NVDA right parent is a free and open source. Link. Screen reader. For. Link. Microsoft Windows. Dot. The project was begun by. Link. Michael Kern. In 2006 dot. Although development progress has been rapid comma. Itch. Software dot. And link. Python. Dot. It currently is to use. Link. Video intercept techniques. In favor of working with accessibility framework.
Let's see, so, yep. Alright, now we'll close Internet Explorer.
Sigwin Bash Shell, NVDA interface window, rich.
Okay, now we're going to open Microsoft Word and we'll have a little bit of look at something.
Applicate, access, mode, Microsoft Excel menu, Microsoft Word menu, item, programs menu, item, has pop up, document 1- Microsoft Word window, unknown cursor, editable text, unknown cursor.
You heard it just say unknown cursor then. NVDA also reads when the mouse changes its shape, and it just happened at that point that it turned into an unknown cursor. It would normally
page one.
Usually say
move mouse
edit,
to cursor. Edit cursor.
Yeah, edit cursor. I just moved the mouse to the edit field that we're in at the moment.
Blank.
So
blank.
We can type in something in Microsoft Word here.
Hello, comma. My name is Nick, and this is a test for the NVDA demonstration dot.
So I just up arrowed then and
hello, comma,
hear that.
Blank. Hello, blank.
Blank. And so we can move by character and all that wonderful stuff.
Blank.
NVDA also does have support for automatically reading the font and style and even line numbers and things like that. However, I haven't yet created dialog boxes for people to change the settings to actually use those, but you can edit the configuration file, mvda.ini, and you'll find near the bottom there's some document formatting stuff, and you just need to set whatever you want there to true and reload the configuration, and it should work. And this works for rich edit fields and such as WordPad and Microsoft Word documents. I'll also say that you can also configure what you want to hear with virtual buffers, so whether you want to hear headings and form fields and lists, etc. Sometimes you might want to turn off lists if you know there's a lot of lists on a page. You'll still see the actual content in the list, but it just won't announce that there is lists. Also, with virtual buffers, you probably noticed that the fields such as lists and headings, etc., were being said, but they weren't actually written on the screen. For instance, some screen readers will write list with one items, and you actually have to arrow over that line saying list with one items. MVDA just says that there's a list with one items, but simply just arrows straight to the content, which makes, I feel, it makes it a lot quicker to move around. Microsoft Word, there's not too much support for anything special in Microsoft Word for fields and table of contents and things like that. I haven't done anything like that just yet, but at least you can arrow around and read basic Word documents. You can also use all the dialog boxes in here and the toolbars, though you may occasionally get a little bit of an error because it's I haven't actually put any special support in there for them just yet. So we'll close Microsoft Word now.
Microsoft Word dialog. MVDA enter.
Now I'll have a look at Excel.
And accept Microsoft Office tools. Microsoft Access menu item and Microsoft Excel menu.
I'll say now I'm using Office 2000, though I do know it works with 2003, most likely Office XP. I can't see why not. Office 2007, I can't speak for that. I've never tried it. And I know there were a lot of changes, so I'm not too sure about that.
Programs menu item, Microsoft Excel window, book one table, a one.
Okay, so we're in Excel and you can arrow around and
B1, C1, B1, C1, B1, a one,
you,
a two, a three.
Where you are with the cells.
B3, 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 a two, a two, a one.
And let's just write in A1, I'll just write test.
No, a one test, a two, okay. a one test, B1, C1, B1, a one test, a two.
In
B2.
I'm going to write a small formula that pretty much just grabs what's in A1. So,
editable text.
A1.
Book one table.
Now,
B4.
If you listen to, if we arrow down, arrow to B2.
B3. B2 has formula test.
Said B2 has formula test. So it told us that there's a formula in B2, but, and then it gave us the actual value, which is test, because it got that from A1. MVDA can't yet read the little window that allows you to actually edit the cell in Microsoft Excel. For instance, if we press F2 here,
editable text.
It says editable text, but read anything in there.
Now this
is an issue with Excel. If we had a video intercept driver or display hooks, it may be able to work, but I'd be looking for other means before we start running for that kind of thing. Perhaps there is a way around it. We'll have a look at that. But other than that, in Excel, you can arrow around. In Microsoft Word, Excel, WordPad, etc., you can always press Insert F, and it will tell you the current font. We'll just do this here.
Font colon, Arial, 10 point, underline.
And you can also do this in virtual buffers and things, though at the moment it doesn't actually give you font information. It sort of tells you where you are within all the fields. So, for instance, it might say document, paragraph, list with five items. So we'll close Excel.
Microsoft Excel, MVDA interface window.
Now, Mozilla Firefox. So I'm going to start Mozilla Firefox here. I have Mozilla Firefox 2. Now, I know MVDA works with 2 and Firefox 3, which is currently an alpha. It works quite well with that. Firefox 1.5, I can't guarantee that MVDA will always support that, since Firefox 2 is now the standard. So
Mozilla Thunderbird menu, Microsoft Mozilla Firefox 2 menu, Mozilla Firefox menu, programs menu, item has pop-up key, loading document, done, Google, edit.
Okay, so we have
Top.
Pretty much like Internet Explorer, we've got the Google here.
Link, Google.
And we'll just do a sale here.
Google, link, personalized home, bar, link, sign in, graphic, Google, web, link, images, link, groups, link.
You can see it saying all the links and the graphics and all that kind of stuff. And you
Top.
Can jump to form fields
link.
Like that.
Button, Google search.
Or you can jump to links.
Link, more.
But what I do want to show you in Mozilla Firefox is dynamic content with JavaScript. Now, I'm going to go to a website that is written especially just to look at JavaScript, or Ajax accessibility. Ajax is a form of JavaScript and dynamic content with XML, etc. So we'll go there. If anyone wants to have a look at this, this is accessibleajax.clcworld.net. Accessible Ajax, all one word, no capitals. So press enter.
App Start cursor. Biz loading document. Accessible A done. Accessible Ajax.
Okay, now I'm going to go down to the bottom
list
here, and I'm going to go to the
quote the reels versus the application. Quote bullet link. Notes on the quote Ajax. Check bullet okay. Visited link. Quote the reels.
Now, this person who's Charles Chen, who has written these examples, has written a scoreboard web page where it's pretty much just a scoreboard with different scores, and it has a countdown clock and things on it. So we'll go there and we'll see that the stuff is updating automatically. Now, you will hear beeps throughout this all the time. The beeps are more there for development purposes for me and other developers when we write the support for Firefox. Eventually, you won't hear these when the dynamic content gets much more stable. But for now, it gives you a good idea of how much the page is being updated. So we'll press enter on here.
Quote the reels versus the mixed loading document Ajax done. Ajax scoreboard.
Okay, so you can hear the scoreboard has started now because the page is constantly updating. Now let's have a look.
Minimum number of seconds before combo button. Adding 1, adding 2.
We have
game clock.
We have game.
Adding 2. 04:45.
And so if we arrow back up to that,
heading to 04:40.
It's heading constantly changing.
04:37. Heading to 04:35.
Now, NVDA doesn't yet automatically read aloud when things change on the page. There is a standard for this being written at the moment, to do with live regions and things in XHTML. However, NVDA currently has no way to actually communicate with Firefox and find out these live regions just yet. So, at the moment, NVDA doesn't speak them, but it still does update them. And we can see what else we've got on the screen here.
Charles, 0, 1, 0, Aaron, 0, 0, 0, Jane, 0, 0, 0, Steve, 0, 0, 0, heading 3, the mix, 0, 0, 0, Steve, 0, 0, 0, Jane, 0, 0, 0, Aaron.
Probably going to be hard to find one that's actually changing, but all these numbers do actually change when people get a point or whatever. So that's pretty simple, it's just a scoreboard, but it's a good example of how JavaScript is updating and NVDA is keeping track of its virtual buffer. So we'll
loading document,
go back.
Accessible, done. Accessible.
Go back to the main page. Now we'll go to the chat example.
Bullet link, notes on the visited link, quote Ajax chat.
Press enter.
App start cursor, busy. Done. Ajax chat example.
Okay, it's loaded now. I know that there's an edit field here.
Edit. Blank. Tool buffer. Send push button. Virtual buffer. List within out of list. Dot. Blank. Heading 1. Ajax chat. List within items. Bullets. Please respect the other users on this channel. Dot. Bullet. No flaming comma. Trolling comma. Or flooding allowed. Dot.
A list here that has all the
bullets. And absolutely.
Writing of the chat channel.
Bullet. Have fun. Bang. Bullet. PS-Firefox bullet. There are currently 4 users of bullet. Users colon, cool bullet, e-lisa colon, this is fun dot, bullet, e-lisa colon, lol.
Some of the users that are actually speaking, this is a fake chat. It's not real, but they've got some bots on here that are speaking.
Out of list, list with 4 items, bullet, cool line like.
And then we have another list which has all the users
bullet,
in it.
Bullet, out of
now,
list, edit.
If we just type virtual. Something in here, I'll just type, hello.
Send push button, virtual button. List with bullet, bullet, out of bullet, bullet, e-dash-lisa, bullet, e-dash-lisa, bullet, v-shinja, colon, this chat, bullet, e-dash-lisa, bullet, 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 v-shinja, bullet, cool line, bullet, v-shinja, out of list, out of bullet, 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 make colon, hello.
There we go, I said mine,
bullet,
and...
v-shinja, bullet, cool line, like line, zlz, colon, hello, comma, how are you doing, question.
Someone said hello back. So, it's pretty much, you know, like any chat thing you'd be used to, but again, as I said, NVDA will not automatically read what's changing, because it doesn't understand about live regions just yet, but that will be coming soon. So that's pretty much Mozilla Firefox. Pretty much all websites work quite well. There's a little bit of an issue sometimes with some graphical links or image maps, but things are constantly being worked on for that. So we'll close Firefox here.
Sigmin Bash Shop, NVDA interface window, RIP.
There are probably some other features that NVDA has that I haven't got around to covering, but I'm hoping that this has just given you a good idea into how far NVDA is along and how useful it is as a screen reader. As I always say, there are still bugs and it may not work exactly the right way on your system, because every system is different, and the only way we can fix the bugs is through people testing everything for us, because the commercial screen readers, you know, they could probably, they're able to have the money to do a lot of testing, where we just have to rely on the community for people to test. But so if you want to contact me about NVDA, you can send me an email at mick@colgan.net. That's KULGAN.NET. And you can have a look at the NVDA website, which is http://www.nvaccess, that's nvaccess.org/NVDA. The NVDA website has information on how you can download and run NVDA. It also contains a wiki with some information for developers as well, on how to run the source code and possibly help start developing NVDA. If you have any bugs and suggestions, feel free to either email me with your suggestion or join the user's email list, or if you have more of a developer type question, or if you want to help out with development, you're certainly welcome to join the developer email list. Information for both those lists can be easily found on the website. For bug reporting, I welcome any bugs being mentioned, that's the way they get fixed, but please have a look at the article on the NVDA wiki about how to actually report bugs, because we do have a special way you need to do it. There's certain files you need to collect up and do it in a certain way, just so that we can get all the information that we need so we can actually fix the bug. Otherwise, if people just tell us something doesn't work and not give us much information, well, we can't do too much about it, because everyone's system is very different. So thanks for listening to this demonstration, and I hope you've gained a bit of an insight into what NVDA is and how it currently works. And I look forward to possibly seeing you on the user's email list, or even the developer's email list if you have some programming knowledge.